It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, October 15th, 2014. Today is the birthday of author Mario Puzo, born in Hell's Kitchen in Manhattan in 1920. He was best known for his novels about the mafia, especially The Godfather, published in 1969. The book was adapted for three successful films by Puzo and director Francis Ford Coppola. The duo would win the Academy Award for Best Adapted Screenplay twice, in 1972 and 1974. Many of Puzo's books draw heavily on his Italian heritage and show the influence of his mother, whom Puzo insisted was the model for Vito Corleone, the Don himself. He claimed that the idea for The Godfather originated in his 1965 novel, The Fortunate Pilgrim, a book about an Italian immigrant family headed by a strong-minded woman, Lucia Santa, who was based on his own mother. In an interview given near the end of his life, Puzo contended, "Whenever The Godfather opened his mouth, in my own mind I heard the voice of my mother. I heard her wisdom, her ruthlessness, and her unconquerable love for her family and for life itself. The Don's courage and loyalty came from her. His humanity came from her. Without Lucia Santa, I could not have written The Godfather." The Fortunate Pilgrim drew critical praise, but it never achieved popular success. Puzo was dismayed that The Godfather did so much better by comparison. It was, after all, a fiction that he had not lived, a stereotype of Italian immigrants as mobsters. What it finally came down to, he said, was the money. In an interview with Larry King in 1996, he noted that until he wrote The Godfather, he had never been able to support his family with his writing, and that he was desperately trying to find a subject that would appeal to a wide audience. Puzo certainly reached his goal. The Godfather has sold more than 25 million copies and was on the New York Times bestseller list for 69 weeks. The films it generated have earned nearly $400 million. An entire generation of crime fiction and cinema has followed, and even some of the dialogue has gained entry into popular culture. "I'll make him an offer he can't refuse." Puzo's characters are also forever etched into our consciousness. Don Vito, ruthless but loyal to his family and faithful to his wife. His firstborn son, the hot-headed womanizer, Sonny. Fredo, the inept, weak-willed middle child. And Michael, at first an idealist who wants no part of the life, but who carries on his father's dark legacy. To the end of his life, Puzo vowed that his book was more about family than crime. Italian-American author Gay Talese agreed, noting that Puzo's genius was to turn his gangsters into family men. Take away the gambling and the murder, and it's a straightforward story about how Italian-American families were assimilated into American culture. Puzo's novel caught America by surprise because it ran counter to the social upheaval of the times. Readers were fascinated and appalled by the idea that the Corleones would kill to uphold their family traditions. Puzo had touched a nerve that most Americans didn't realize was even there. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 15th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.